It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Kylock Nasser Vision and Generator Super Center.
Thanks, Craig. All right. I finally sat down yesterday, Giorgio, and started trying to consume all of these compilations that people have made of TikToks and grams from World Cup fans who are visiting our country from Europe and Japan and around the world, and marveling at American culture.
It's pretty entertaining.
It is. It was fascinating to me to see this. Now, I hope these are all genuine reactions. They all seem very genuine, and not they're just doing something because it plays well on Soch and they can up their likes and algorithm will start to like them.
It does.
But, Junes, have you seen any of these or have any of these come across your feed?
No, I have not.
Okay, so it's people posting, and it's things in America that they have been really surprised by.
Okay.
I watched one South African guy who could not get over. I guess he lives in a rough part of South Africa. I don't know. He was saying he's walking around, and these parks are nice. He goes, your public parks are nice. There's women walking by with jewelry unescorted by men, and they're not being attacked. And there's there's trucks that aren't being looted. I guess he also thought that he was comparing it to, I guess, his part of the of his country. And also to the fact that I guess he's seen a lot of media that portrays America as violent all the time. And if you walk on the street, you're just going to get shot. Just constantly shot walking around.
I think some of that is what they've heard about America and what, you know, what they've seen or what they've been told.
And, yeah, I've had friends that that grew up overseas, live overseas, come over here, and they were also surprised by how they thought that it was going to be much more violent. They thought it was Grand Theft Auto all the time over here. Because all when the news that they get is a bunch of mass shootings, and those do happen, but they're not constant.
Right.
Like, you're not in three mass shootings a day
as
you're just trying to get to the store. Another guy, I think he was from, I want to say he was from Great Britain. Maybe he's Italian. Couldn't get over the fact that we have free refills.
Yeah, I saw that guy. Is that the Dr. Pepper? That
he was like, I can't understand. So I bought a drink, but I can have 1,000 more drinks. And he was just loading up on Dr. Pepper. He just he couldn't get over the fact that someone would come by his table and just deliver a new fresh drink, and he didn't have to pay again.
That would be amazing if you were from a world where that didn't happen.
If you're not used to it, you think that this is the biggest, craziest life hack loophole I've ever seen in my life.
How is this restaurant making money?
Yeah, I buy one drink and I can drink constantly. And we Americans, of course, if we ever go to a place, in the 0.1% of time that you go to some joint that doesn't have free refills, you feel so ripped off and taken advantage of.
Yes. Or you're, where's our waitress? Hadn't had a refill in
five
minutes.
Where's our waitress? I've waited over 12 seconds right now. Yes. So genius. Also, they couldn't get over the fact that we just had retail 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
That at any time of the night, there's still stores that are open that sell everything. And the scope of our grocery stores, I've encountered this when I've traveled before, too, when I've been at a place for a while and I wanted to buy groceries rather than just eat at some restaurant every night. You go into a grocery store, and there's smaller affairs over there. You know, they're in older neighborhoods, and they're, you know, retrofitted into a space that is of reasonable size. And people walk into these American grocery stores that go on, it's four football stadiums put together that sell everything under the sun under one roof. And I just cannot comprehend that kind of massive merchant that will sit there and provide everything at all around the clock.
All that food, and yet you could get hardware too if you wanted to.
Yes. I can buy a bunch of bananas and power transmission fluid or power steering fluid, same place.
Yeah.
And patio furniture. And redo my wardrobe while I'm in there,
sure,
too. It's all under one roof.
Shoes.
Doesn't matter. I saw a Norwegian family discover the greatness of Chick-fil-A. They were just marveling at this. That we have this kind of chicken technology over here. That you can eat. Another thing that kept coming up over and over again in these videos was, and I don't know if Americans are fully aware of this, but we have a reputation as being fake nice. Like, you travel in other parts of the world, and they think that Americans are fake because we're smiling all the time, and they think we're up to something. That's the stereotype.
Okay.
Is that we're fake nice and always smiling, and that's off-putting to some cultures to see us doing that all the time. Because no one's naturally smiling like that. But people were coming over here and commenting on, you know, Americans really are really nice to each other and will smile and exchange pleasantries. And they've been shocked at how welcoming and nice and friendly Americans are. And it's not just like we're putting on a front to welcome World Cup fans, because, as they're also finding out, half of Americans don't even know what the World Cup is.
Don't even
care that we have it.
Right.
And that short circuits them, because it is a huge deal around the world.
Yeah.
It's the biggest sports deal around
the
world.
Yes. And Americans that can have it going on in their city and like, what is it?
Yeah. I'm here for the World Cup.
What is that?
You know, it's like the biggest tournament ever.
Where are you from?
Not sure.
You know, it does cut both ways, though. I saw a report, Channel 4, after that match yesterday from AT&T Stadium, and they had three or four English soccer fans. And then Jeff Kolb asked them, do you know anything about the Dallas Cowboys? And they said, who?
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys, have you heard of them? They said, no. Do you know who their quarterback is? No. And these were all kids in their 20s.
Yeah.
They had no idea.
Then they asked Jerry the same question. He didn't know half the players
either. He didn't know the quarterback.
Yeah.
One
Swedish girl, there's a video of her freaking out about ranch dressing. She had just discovered ranch dressing and thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Well, she's wrong.
Boy,
it's maybe good, man.
It's maybe the worst thing
good.
Ever.
Ooh. No. Ranch is awesome.
Pretty good.
And when we were kids, I don't remember there being ranch dressing.
We had it, but it wasn't used for all these purposes.
Certainly in the 70s and early 80s. It seems like ranch dressing took over somewhere around mid-80s.
When
was
90s. Ranch,
I'm going to say 90s.
You're going to go 90s?
Yeah, I think that's when ranch got its foothold.
It's not invented. It was when did ranch get its foothold is what you should say.
It was invented in the early 1950s.
See?
When did ranch dressing get its foothold? That, according to AI, was...
Last Thursday?
Looked like around 1983.
Okay. Told you. What'd I say? Yeah. Said mid-80s.
All right.
By
1990... Apologize.
No.
It got its foothold in ranch 83, story. And by 92, it officially dethroned Italian to become America's best-selling dressing.
When, that's a foothold. That's when it overtook Italian.
Okay, we're both kind of right. Okay, so before the World Cup started over here, Europeans were being a little bit snarky about a couple things. One is they always kind of made fun of Americans because we drive everywhere. Mm-hmm. We don't walk, and they pride themselves on, you know, just walk around. You walk to where you're going, you know, because that's why Americans are so obese, right? Because we drive everywhere, along with our lack of portion control. and also the heat. They were like, okay, you know, you guys always have to have air conditioning and everything, you know, come on.
Well, yes, we're in Texas. Sunshine.
And then they came over here, and they're like, yeah, you basically do have to have a car. It's everything's spread out, and it's just, you have to drive.
Yeah, you can't walk from Dallas to Arlington.
Right, that's not going to work out for you. And the other thing is, yes, the heat, that they made fun of us for having to air condition everything and putting ice in all of our drinks, and they thought that that was stupid. Now they agree with us, and... Because weren't they complaining about these mid-match water breaks that we...
Hydration breaks.
The hydration breaks in there.
Yeah, that's stupid.
and then all their teams started dying.
We're going to talk about hydration breaks and how unnecessary they are at 7:55.
You think they're unnecessary?
Yeah.
Should every player just play with one of those Camelbacks?
Yeah, why not?
So they have the little tube that comes around to their mouth. I always think those look stupid, but I guess they're really useful. If you're hiking, do you ever wear a Camelback when you're riding a bike?
On a mountain bike, yeah.
Why not road bikes?
Because on a road bike, you usually have two cages, so you can take two bottles with you, but mountain bike frame only has room for one, so you need extra water if you're doing a long
ride. Seems like we would find a way to put another cage on a mountain bike.
You could put one under your seat, but a lot of people have a dropper post, so that may not work.
So you'd crunch it.
Yeah.
So last night, I had to do a late night drugstore run.
Okay.
To buy an item of my choosing, okay? And I'm in the aisle, and I'm looking at all these different products.
Generic.
And I hear this English, this kind of gravelly, deep English voice that was asking a guy, and this is late. It's like 9:30 at night, which is late for me. And he's asking the dude who works at this drugstore, you know,
where are your bandages? Well, I need a... Where's the lot? I need a lot of bandages.
and so I happen to be over in that bandage aisle, and I help the dude out. He's this middle-aged guy, and he's wearing kind of soccer-looking stuff, right? So, and he's obviously from Great Britain, and his knees are just bloodied. He has skinned up his knees something fierce.
Did he take a fall?
Yeah, I helped him find the largest bandages that they had there, the antibacterial wash for his wound, the wound wash, and I helped him find some Neosporin and everything. I said, "Well, what happened to you?"
He goes, "I was stupid, mate. I was walking from the stadium. I was walking toward the barn, and I fell."
Does it hurt?
And he skinned up his knees horrible. And I'm like, yeah, but you're a long way from the, because it's where I was, this is a long way from the stadium. I'm like, you didn't wash these things while you were at the stadium? That's ridiculous. These are going to get infected. And he's with some younger guy, and I said, where are you from? He said, well, England, but I'm really not really doing his accent very well.
Man, I'm liking this voice.
He goes, from England, but Cincinnati specifically.
I'm like,
what?
I didn't know. Is there a
so he lives over here now?
Is there a Cincinnati, Great Britain? Or is he just talking about he's lived in Cincinnati for a while and now he's... I don't know. I didn't ask too many questions because I'm not so sure that's how he skinned himself up. This guy looked like he could have brawled with someone and gotten this. But I did see how hard these guys go. And boy, some of these World Cup guys. Have you seen the stories of the Scottish dudes who've taken over Boston?
Yes.
I mean, Boston, half the people there are wearing kilts. And Boston, a notorious drinker's town, right? There are Boston bars who've reported that when the Scottish fans showed up and watched, they ran out of beer.
Isn't that amazing?
And you know they stocked up for the World Cup
coming here, yeah.
And they ran out of beer because Scottish guys go so hard. There's a couple guys I wouldn't mess with. Scottish dudes and like Russian dudes and Australian dudes. I think those are some of the toughest guys in the world.
Yeah.
And they just do nothing but drink and fight, all of those people. I've loved it. I've loved that we've had the World Cup here. I know that we're not soccer crazy on this show.
That's a great event.
But it is. And it's such a great event. And I love seeing people from other cultures coming here and experiencing America for the first time, whether it's the Japanese tourists who cannot get over our food and they order one meal and they're like, gosh, they brought me four meals worth.
Yes.
Ordered one meal and I can eat for 12 days on this one meal. I've just loved all of it and it's fantastic. So if you haven't watched the compilation of World Cup fans reacting to America, you should see it.